الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء. وقال تعالى: الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب. صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama, elders, beloved brothers, from yesterday, from the time of Jumu'ah Salah, we have been listening to different speakers, all discussing the very same subject, which is on tazkiyah, which is on islah. And perhaps by now we must have realized that making islah and making tazkiyah of our nafs, this is something that is obligatory. This is fard, that a person has to make tazkiyah. And a person has to adopt the quality of taqwa, where a person obeys every command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and abstains from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi. He beautifully summed it up in a little phrase. He says, muttaqi banna farz. That for a person to become muttaqi, for a person to obey every command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to abstain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi says this is farz. And then he says, apne aap ko muttaqi samajna haram hai. That if a person thinks that I am muttaqi, a person thinks that I am a pious person, he says this is haram. So a person should make every effort that islah is made and a person becomes muttaqi. One person, he came into the khidmat of Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, and he stayed in the sohbat of Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, attended the majalis of Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi. So after some time, when Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi had realized that his islah has been made, so Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi gave him ijazat at that time. So he told Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi, Hazrat, I never even take bayat to you, and you are giving me ijazat. So he said, faraz to ho gaya, ye to nafil ki baat kar raha hai. That the faraz has been done, the objective is islah. Islah has already been made. And here you talking about something that is nafil, taking bayat that is sunnat, but the objective and that which is obligatory upon us, that is making our islah. On one occasion, our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Daun Barakatum explained to us that before Hazrat Mawlana had come to the Darul Uloom, Hazrat Mawlana was in Germiston. So in Germiston at the masjid, at the rear of the masjid, they had a hifz class that was running there as well. So Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Jalal Abadi, he had come to visit Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, visit the madrasa, etc. So Hazrat Mawlana took him to the back, showed him the hifz class, and when he was departing, so at that time Hazrat mentioned to Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said, Hazrat, make dua for these talaba, these students that are here, make dua for them, that they complete hifz. So at that time Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, he turned Hazrat's attention, he turned his body towards him. He got his full attention. And when he got his full attention, then he said, Mauli Sahab, Hafiz banna farz nahi hai. To become Hafiz of Quran Sharif is not farz. Today so much of emphasis is laid on this. My son must become Hafiz al-Quran. At whatever expense it might be, my son must be Hafiz al-Quran. Whether after he completes his hifz, whether he knows his door or he doesn't know it, whether he is following Shariat or he is not following Shariat, whether he is dressing in accordance to Shariat or not, but my son has to become Hafiz al-Quran. Whether the father is sleeping at Fajr time, the mother has to wake up and drop the child at the madrasa, that doesn't matter. But my son has to become Hafiz al-Quran. So he said, Hafiz banna farz nahi hai. This is not farz. He said, muttaqi banna farz hai. But to adopt taqwa, to have that consciousness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, obey the commands of Allah, and stay away from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this is something that is farz. On another occasion, Hazrat Mawlana mentioned to us, that Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh, so once somebody asked Hazrat, he said, Hazrat, at the time of sleeping, when a person goes to sleep, so at that time should a person sleep in the state of wudu? So he said, of course. It is preferable that a person, such a great reward, such a great rank, that a person, he stays in a state of wudu all the time. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam heard his footsteps on, in Jannah. Why? Every time his wudu broke, he renewed his wudu. He performed two rakats of salatul wudu. So here he said that of course it is preferable that a person stays in the state of wudu. After a little while, Hazrat thought, and he said, ye bhi zaruri nahi hai. He said, ke tayammum kar lo. That make tayammum. If a person is going to sleep, many a time it's a month of winter, a person is feeling cold now, who wants to come out of his bed, go and make a new fresh wudu and then come back to sleep. So he says, just make tayammum, and that will also suffice, and then go off to sleep. So Hazrat thought a little further, and then he came into Josh, and when he came into Josh, he said, ye bhi zaruri nahi hai, gunaon ko chhodna zaruri hai. That this is not necessary also, but leave gunas, leave sins. This is what is necessary and this is what is required. So how important it is that a person's islah is made. That emphasis is laid on this, that islah should be made. Hazrat Muhammad al-Hamid sahab down barakatum, when he used to make his mureedin, when people used to come and request, Hazrat, make me bayat. So on this occasion of making bayat, Hazrat used to say that be conscious of your islah every moment of your life. And then he says, to such an extent that a sheikh that has many, many murids also, perhaps hundreds of murids, perhaps thousands of murids, he said, if the sheikh himself, he becomes negligent of his islah, he said, wo muslih kya rahega, wo khud salih bhi nahi rahega. That leave making islah of other people and correcting the lives of other people, if the sheikh becomes negligent of his islah, the sheikh himself would not even remain righteous any longer. So this is how important the aspect of islah is. Therefore in the Quran Sharif also, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explained this aspect of tazkiyah, after taking so many qasams of the great creations of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions this aspect of tazkiyah. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا. Allah ta'ala takes a qasam by the sun and the brightness of the sun. وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. Allah ta'ala takes a qasam by the moon, which follows the sun, which comes after the sun. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا. And the day, Allah ta'ala takes a qasam by the day, when it illuminates everything, that how bright it is after the night, you got the day, everything is totally brightened up. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَخْشَاهَا. Allah ta'ala takes a qasam by the night, and by the night when it covers everything up, that it was bright throughout the day, now it's the time of sunset, so the sun has gone down, and now light comes in. When night comes in, how this darkness, little by little, it starts spreading, and finally we find everything by the time of Isha is totally dark. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَخْشَاهَا. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam by the heavens, and that being that has created the heavens, how Allah Ta'ala created the heavens, there's no pillar, there is no column, nothing holding up the heavens, how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created that heaven. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا. وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam by the earth and by the being that spread out the entire earth. That before the earth there was only water that was here. At the place where Kaaba Sharif is located, one bubble had appeared. And from this location of Kaaba Sharif, which is the central point of the earth, we find the entire earth has spread out from this point. So Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam of the earth. وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَفْسِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam by the soul and that being that has perfected this soul. And Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. That this soul, Allah Ta'ala had inspired the soul with fujur on one side, with evil on one side, and with taqwa on the other side. Many a time a person thinks to himself, he says that I got a lot of desire for sin. I want to commit a lot of sin. So I am an evil person. No. The Hazrat mentioned that this desire, a person has this desire to commit sin. This is actually the fuel to take a person to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If a person doesn't have the desire of sin, then where is the question of now suppressing that nafs? Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, such a great farishta of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But take the most beautiful hoor of Jannat and put that hoor of Jannat in the lap of Jibreel alayhi salam, what's going to happen to him? Nothing is going to happen to Jibreel alayhi salam. They got no desire whatsoever. But insan, this is our way of gaining the close proximity of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala has inspired the soul with fujur on one side, with evil on one side, and taqwa on the other side. After taking all these qasams of Surah Shams, now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes to the objective. And what does Allah Ta'ala says? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Certainly successful is that person that purifies this nafs. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. He purifies this nafs with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَطَهَّرَهَا مِنَ الْأَخْلَاقِ الدَّنِيَّةِ وَالرَّزَائِلِ. And a person, he cleanses and purifies his nafs from all types of evil akhlaq and all evil characteristics. So after this, Allah Ta'ala says that successful is that person. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And that person that has soiled this nafs, he has disobeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he breaks the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person has certainly failed. And after mentioning this, that who is a successful person and who is a failure, now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions what is the consequence and the result of that person that does not make his tazkiyah. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِتَغْوَاهَا. Allah Ta'ala brings the entire incident of Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wa salam. That Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wa salam, that just like every other Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was sent to his people. And he made da'wah, he invited them towards the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But just like other nations, they had denied Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wa salam. They rejected Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wa salam. So finally they came up with a proposal. And what was their proposal? They told Salih alayhi salatu wa salam that if you bring a miracle, you present a miracle before us, then we will bring iman upon you. So Salih alayhi salatu wa salam asked them that what miracle do you want? So they said the miracle that we're demanding from you, that a rock must split open, and from this rock a pregnant she camel must now emerge, and this pregnant she camel must give birth also, and this we must witness with our very own eyes. So Salih alayhi salam, the great Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the request that he made before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this request was now fulfilled. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed them that the rock had split open, a she camel had emerged, had given birth. But in spite of this, when tazkiyah is not made of a person, then we find that no matter what miracle is presented in front of him, what comes in front of a person, that it will have no effect on the heart of a person. For example, in our country currently, we're looking at the situation, look at the halat that we're going through. Last week there was a tremor. But how much of effect does it have on our hearts? Look at the thunderstorms that we're having, the hailstones that are coming down. What effect does it have on the heart? Perhaps 40 years, 50 years ago, there was so much of safety in this country. Our risk we used to get with ease and no problem. And today, look at the condition. Allah Ta'ala speaks of the people of Makkah. وَدَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً. Allah Ta'ala gives an example of a village, of a locality referring to Makkah Sharif. وَدَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً. كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً. They had total safety in Makkah al-Mukarramah. No problem in Makkah al-Mukarramah. They were totally at ease. آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً. يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا. Their risk also, Allah Ta'ala says, used to come in abundance to them. Plenty of risk they had. مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. But the bounties of Allah, the favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they made nashukri of. They had rejected Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, broke the commands of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, what was the consequence of this? فَأَذَاقَهُ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changed the table, turned the tables around. That you had safety, now you are going through fear. Now you're fearing robbery, you are fearing hijacking, what we call in today's term hijacking. This is the fear that came into you. That your risk used to come in abundance. Today you are fearing hunger. Bima kanu yasna'un, because of your actions. Allah Ta'ala speaks of Bani Israel, 15 para. In the first page, Allah Ta'ala speaks of Bani Israel. وَقَدَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ. We informed Bani Israel in the Torah. What did we inform them? لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ. That you are going to cause corruption twice in the earth. You're going to break the commands of Allah and trample upon the commands of Allah twice in this earth. لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. And you will engage in great tyranny. So when the laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala trample upon, Allah ta'ala says, what is the consequence of this? فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ أُولَاهُمَا. When the first promise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala came, بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا. Allah Ta'ala said that we send our servants upon them. Who were our servants? According to some Mufassirin, they say Bukht Nasr came upon them. According to others, they say Jalud. بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا أُولِي بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ. That these servants of ours, they were warmongers. فَجَاسُوا خِلَالَ الدِّيَارِ. What did they do to Baytul Muqaddas? They went into the home of Bani Israel, into their homes. And some of them they killed, some of them they took as captives, and they ruined the entire society. That entire town was now in ruins. But Allah Ta'ala gives us an opportunity again. So Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَا لَكُمُ الْقَرَّةِ. That authority we return back to Bani Israel. وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ. We increase them in wealth also. We increase them in children also. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا. And what numbers they had previously, now we increase those numbers as well. But in spite of this, Allah Ta'ala said, you're going to cause corruption twice. So again they went back to their ways. Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. When the second promise of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala came, لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, the enemies, they distorted your faces. They humiliated you. وَلِيَدْخُلُ الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ. This time they entered into Masjid Aqsa as they had entered the first time. وَلِيُتَبِّرُ مَا عَلَوْ تَتْبِيرًا. And whatever they could get hold of, they destroyed almost everything in Baytul Muqaddas. So here, when all these signs are before us, when tazkiyah is not made, then this doesn't have the effect on the heart of a person. So here Allah Ta'ala says, Salih alayhi salam, kazzabat thamudu bitagwaha. They had rejected Salih alayhi salatu wasalam with their rebelliousness. Idhin ba'atha ashqaha. And then they went one stage further. One person from amongst Qawm Thamud, from the people of Salih alayhi salam, the name of this person, Mufassirin say, Qidar ibn Salaf. He was a respectable, honorable person. He stood up. And what was his intention? That this camel of Allah, which was Ayatullah, a sign of Allah to bring iman upon, he stood up and now he is prepared to kill the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. The messenger of Allah said to them, Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, told them, فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا. This is a camel of Allah. You want to kill the camel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the drinking of this camel has been stipulated that one day this camel is going to drink from the well. And one day all the animals of the people is going to drink from the well. But when tazkiyah is not made, then nothing has an effect on a person. He went forward and he killed this camel. Allah Ta'ala says, فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا. They rejected that message of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam and he killed this camel. فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَمْدِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا. Allah Ta'ala says that their Rabb had annihilated them, had totally wiped them out, had totally destroyed them, and this was totally widespread to such an extent that nobody was saved. And Allah Ta'ala thereafter concludes the surah by saying, وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقُبَاهَا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not fear the end result and the consequence of his action. When Allah Ta'ala wants to wipe a nation out, Allah Ta'ala wipes them out also and does not even worry about the consequence of this. So this is the effect when tazkiyah is not made. When a person doesn't spiritually rectify himself, when he doesn't make his islah. My respected elders and brothers, this islah, that this is only from the aside of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the ayat of the Quran that I have recited, Allah ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. It is not the grace of Allah, if it is not the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. None of you will ever be purified. And no one's tazkiyah will be made. Tazkiyah is from Allah. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Allah ta'ala makes tazkiyah and Allah ta'ala purifies whomsoever He desires and whomsoever He wishes to purify. So then the question will come about, then what's the need to come to the khanqa? What's the need for the sheikh? All of us, we make dua, our tazkiyah will be made. So this Allah ta'ala, our ulama Allah ta'ala reward, Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullahi and our mashayikh, they have beautifully explained this as well. That in the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned on one side, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the friend. Allah is the guardian of those people that have brought iman. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah Ta'ala takes them out of multitudes of darkness, the various ways of kufr and shirk, and Allah Ta'ala brings them to Noor, the way of Islam. So on one side Allah Ta'ala is saying He is the one that removes people from multitudes of darkness and brings them onto Noor. But on the other side Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا. That most certainly we send Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with our signs. And what was the mission of Musa alayhi salam? An akhrij qawmaka min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. That, oh Musa, you take your people out from multitudes of darkness and bring your people onto Noor. So on one side Allah Ta'ala is saying He does it. And on the other side Allah Ta'ala is telling Musa alayhi salatu salam that you take your people out from multitudes of darkness and bring them onto Noor. So there's contradiction between these two verses. So our mashayikh, they have reconciled between the two and they said the actual doer, muzakkiya haqiqi, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the shaykh as a sabab. He is the means, He has a great hand in making the tazkiyah and purifying a person. But it is actually Allah, so every day, so to say, we'll have to ask Allah ta'ala and beg Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to make our tazkiyah. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to make the tazkiyah of a person, when Allah ta'ala wants to purify a person, that even from childhood Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect a person. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullahi. It is mentioned when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to lift his position from childhood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of him. When he was 3 years old, he was given in the hands of the Shah Ahmad Shaheed rahmatullahi. And you also take a lesson from this. Hazrat mentioned on many occasions, he said that I've seen those people that brought their children into the company of mashayikh just to make salam, just to make one musafa with mashayikh. He says, we've seen those children become huffaz and become ulama of deen. So bring our children in the company of mashayikh. So 3 years old, he was given in the hand of Shah Ahmad Shaheed rahmatullahi. And it is mentioned that his mother had so much of love for him, his mother had so much of love, she couldn't even tolerate a person even staring at Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullahi. His name initially was Imdad Hussein. But one of the great awliya of that time, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ishaq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala through Karamat, Allah Ta'ala informed him that this man is going to be a very great person. Great spirituality, a great leader of the Tasawwuf. So he told the father that change his name to Imdad Ilahi. And that is how we got the name Imdadullah. Hazrat Maulana Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. So at the age of 7, his mother was very, very ill and she passed away. But before she passed away, she told the family members that I've got one wasiyat. And I want you to act and respect this wasiyat of mine. So she said that this child, when I pass away, I don't want anyone to lay a finger on this child. And saying this, she passed away. So because of this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protected him from even secular education. That people did not even worry about his education because of the wasiyat that the mother had made. So how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected him. He had completed hijj when he was only 9 years old. At the age of 9, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah, he started studying kitabs. He went to become an alim of deen. And this is when he started studying the Masnavi of Malana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi. The Masnavi of Malana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi. So when he started studying the Masnavi of Malana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already made him such that he was a person that was going to carry this great responsibility. So that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately started burning in him. This restlessness now came into him after studying the Masnavi of Malana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi. Every day after studying the Masnavi, he would sit and make dua. So Haji Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi was asked, he said that, what dua are you making? Every day you make dua after reading Masnavi Sharif? He said, every day I make dua that, Ya Allah, what is the content and what has been mentioned here in Masnavi Sharif in regards to the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Wallah, instill this and grant this to me. So it is mentioned day after Haji Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, after studying Masnavi, he seen Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his dream. And after seeing this dream, when after seeing Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, he thereafter went to Hazrat Mianji Rahmatullah Alayhi, his sheikh, and he took bayat to his sheikh. In a matter of 3 days, in 3 days time, a young person like him, he was given khilafat. And after being given khilafat, Hazrat Mianji Rahmatullah Alayhi now decided to test Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi. So he asked him that, what do you want from me? Do you want the quality of kimya or do you want the quality of tashkir? Kimya is where alchemy, where you take, for example, sand, and this can be now turned into gold. So do you want this from me, that you can turn sand into gold? Or do you want tashkir? Tashkir is where you subjugate the minds of people. You control and lead the minds of people. Do you want this? But he was supposed to be a great wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He said, neither do I want kimya, neither do I want tashkir. What I want is muhabbat haqiqi. I just want the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is all that I want. And then what work Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had taken from him. So here, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to pull a person, Allah Ta'ala wants a person, how Allah Ta'ala makes a tazkiyah and how Allah Ta'ala takes care of them. Similarly, at the same time, we find that Maulana Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, he knew Haji Sahab Rahmatullah Ali long before Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. He was a devotee of Haji Sahab Rahmatullah Ali long before Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. To such an extent that when Maulana Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali used to be teaching Muslim Sharif, and Haji Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to come to visit, so at that time he used to close the sabak of Muslim Sharif. So Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah used to say, what a good Haji Sahab has come. Students, when it's time, when some ustaz, somebody comes, there's a program, there's no sabak, they celebrate that now is chutti now. So he said, what a good Haji Sahab has come, that there's no dars today of Muslim Sharif. So at that time, Maulana Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say that this is a great personality, a great chosen servant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So don't comment in this manner. So it is mentioned, Maulana Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, he knew Haji Sahab first. But who took bayat first to Haji Sahab? Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. And when it came to khilafat and ijazat also, who got ijazat first? First was Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. He got ijazat when Haji Sahab was in Tana Bone. And Maulana Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, he got ijazat when Haji Sahab had already made hijrah and he had gone to Makkatul Mukarramah. Haji Sahab Rahmatullah Ali also mentioned this, that when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chooses a person, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala pulls a person, then that person, perhaps many a times, he's not an orator, he's not a public speaker. Many of our akabirin, they were not public speakers. But like Haji Sahab Rahmatullah, he was not a public speaker. But he said that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala always gives them a tongue also. And he said that I was not a public speaker. I could not speak in public. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave me a tongue. And my tongue was Maulana Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali. And he said just like this. He said that the Shaykh Shams Tabriz Rahmatullah Ali, the Shaykh of Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, he was not a speaker. But Allah Ta'ala gave him Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali. So he said his knowledge, Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali, spread throughout the world. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes care of His awliya and His friends in this manner as well. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah, as I very briefly mentioned yesterday also, that he had gone all the way to Tanabon when he first met Haji Sahab. How Allah Ta'ala made the sabab. How Allah Ta'ala made that mean. When Allah Ta'ala wants to pull, Allah Ta'ala knows how He pulls also. So He made the sabab, He went to Tanabon. When He went to Tanabon, He went to meet Haji Sahab Rahmatullah. Haji Sahab was making tilawat of Quran Sharif. So he asked him, why you came? What have you come to Tanabon for? So he said, Hazrat, I came to Tanabon to have a debate with Maulana Muhammad Thanvi Rahmatullah. So he said, oh, you came to have a debate with such a senior. He is our akabirin and you want to have a debate with him. So he said, Hazrat, if that is your senior, then in that case I give up. I won't even go for this debate. So at that time he told Haji Sahab Rahmatullah that Haji Sahab make me bad. So Haji Sahab Rahmatullah refused. For a few days he left him and thereafter he made him bad. So when he made him bad, Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah said that I won't make any zikr also. Secondly, no riyazat, no exercise, no mujahadat. Don't ask me to do any of these things. And thirdly, don't ask me to wake up for tahajjud namaz. I won't even wake up for tahajjud namaz. So those that heard this from Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah, he said, Hazrat, what happened after that? So he said, thereafter was annihilation. Thereafter, Haji Sahab only told me, make the bara tasbih. And he said, when he woke up the next morning for fajr for tahajjud namaz, he says, automatically I woke up also. And now after reading tahajjud namaz, Maulana Gangohi Rahmatullah went one side and he started making, he was young at that time, so he started making that zikrullah with josh. So Haji Sahab Rahmatullah told him that you're making zikr like an expert. What an expert you are in making the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That was sufficient. And within a period of approximately a week, Haji Sahab Rahmatullah told him that I've transferred everything into you. And after 22 days, he left the sohbat of Haji Sahab Rahmatullah. And as I mentioned yesterday, he said that if anyone asks you to make bayat, then he says, don't refuse them, make them bayat. And with this much, he went away. For approximately a period of 7 years, Haji Sahab Rahmatullah did not have contact with Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah. So he wrote to him, he said that in the 7 year period, tell me what is your halat at this time? How has things gone? So he wrote back to his Shaykh, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah. He said, Hazrat, in this period of 7 years, approximately 200 students have now graduated under me. And he says, each and every one of them, perhaps each and every one of them, they involve in great khidmat of deen, reviving the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salam. He said, if Allah Ta'ala only accepts this, the khidmat that they are doing for the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he says, that is sufficient for us. He says, the second thing is this, that from now I do not fear harm from anyone. If a person criticizes me, or a person has to praise me, he says, for me it is totally equal. It makes no difference whatsoever in my life. And he said, the third thing is this, I have a natural dislike towards gunas, I cannot tolerate gunas any longer. Look at that short period that he remained with Haji Sahab Rahmatullah. This is an indication of the kamal, of the perfection of Haji Sahab Rahmatullah, that in the short period of time, what a change came into Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah. So this is just one or two examples. There are so many other examples. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wanted to pull people, how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala pulled them, how Allah Ta'ala made them their beloved. A person, he only has to have this quality of inabat. Allah yajtabi ilayhi man yasha wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. That man that turns to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that person will be guided. Allah Ta'ala makes his sabab and Allah Ta'ala makes the means for that person. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmatullahi, this we must have heard many times. He was actually the family of Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullahi. The family of Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullahi. And he was a great king of the Balkan states. And we know that famous incident, one day he heard the camel on the roof, a person on the footsteps on the roof. He says, what you want? He says, no, I'm looking for my camel. So he says, is there anyone more foolish than you that he's looking for the camel on the roof? So that person said, can anyone be more foolish than you? You're looking for Allah Ta'ala in this kingdom of yours. And that was sufficient. Few other incidents also took place. But that was sufficient for him. Now he went into the jungles. And it is mentioned he used to live on the top of the mountain. Once a week, a man that was the king, he went on the top of the mountain. Once a week, he used to come down. The king is now chopping wood. He would chop wood. And that wood would then be sold. And from the money that he would acquire, 50% of the money he will give in charity. And the other 50% of the money, this he will use, he would come down on a Thursday. He would use till the next Thursday. And thereafter he lived his life until finally Allah Ta'ala inspired him that you go to Makkah Sharif now. And Hazrat Fuzail ibn Ayaz Rahmatullah, he's got a history on his own, that go to Fuzail ibn Ayaz Rahmatullah and stay in the sohbat of Hazrat Fuzail ibn Ayaz Rahmatullah. Allah Ta'ala pulled him. What a great wali of Allah Ta'ala he became. And on one occasion, one of his ministers were passing, the famous incident also of that needle that he was sewing his clothing with. So this minister, he looked down upon him, so he took that needle and he threw it into the river that was in front of him. And he told the minister, you rule the country. This entire country is under your rule. So if the country is under your rule, bring my needle back to me. So So the minister couldn't do it. So day after, he instructed the fish, and finally the fish came up, the golden fish came out, and then finally one fish came and returned the needle. So when that needle was returned to him, he said that you have rule over the country. When I left that kingdom and I became a man of Allah, when I became a friend of Allah, I now rule the entire world. I don't only rule one country. So how Allah Ta'ala pulled him, how Allah Ta'ala made means for him. Abu Hafs Haddad Rahmatullahi, he was a blacksmith. And he was in love with a particular woman. But this woman would only refuse him whenever he will make his approach. Whenever he will take his first step, she refused him. So somebody told him, go to a certain locality. There's a Yahudi person that is there. And this person is an expert in sihar, in jadu. The Yahud, they masters in jadu. So go to him. He will give you some prescription. You will get this woman under your control. So he went up. He took that journey. He went up to that person. And he met this Yahudi person. So after meeting this Yahudi person, he said that for 40 days, you mustn't do any good actions. Then only would the jadu and the sihar have an effect. So he said, okay, no problem. So he brought that sihar, he came back. 40 days, no good deeds in his life whatsoever. But after 40 days, when again he approached the woman, again she turned him down. So he couldn't understand. So now he comes back to this Yahudi. He says, for 40 days I did no good action. And this is the consequence. He says, no, think, you have done some good action. He says, no, I've done absolutely nothing. So he says, this much I have done, that once I was walking, and there was some obstacle, some impediment that was on the road. That little obstacle, I moved it from this, and put it on the side. So the Yahudi said that because of this one good action that you have done, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has showered His mercy, Allah ta'ala has protected you. So he says, this was sufficient, the statement of a Yahudi was now sufficient for him to now bring this change in his life. To such an extent that now immediately he changed, he made tawbah. And whatever income he used to derive, he used to take this wealth and he used to go to the poor people. It is mentioned he was so sincere that when he used to pass by the huts of the widows, of the elderly people, he would just take this money and he would leave it at the doorside and he would continue so that nobody knows about him. So one day he came to work. When he came to work, he was busy working and one person was reciting Quran Sharif. So he went in a state of ecstasy. And in the state of ecstasy, there was a hot rod that was in the midst of the fire. So he put his hand in and he took this rod out. In that condition of ecstasy, he's holding a boiling hot rod. And he puts it down on the anvil and he tells the worker, strike. When he comes back to his senses, he realizes that he's holding that rod, so he drops it. But now the secret was exposed, that he's a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So day and day he closes up his business and he gives his entire life in the ibadah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we find when Allah ta'ala wants to pull a person, how doesn't Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala pull? How doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the means to make a person his wali? Therefore was it always mentioned that every saint that you find, every saint has got a history. That what they were, how they changed, and how they became the wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And every sinner, there's a future. In this path of tasawwuf, nobody is a right of, no matter what sin a person has committed, what wrong a person was involved in his life, we find there's always a way forward for him. There is always some hope that is there. We find, as Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullahi mentioned, in this part of tasawwuf, he proves from the Quran that وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُحَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, that a man that comes out of his house and he's making hijrah to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيُدْرِكُهُ الْمَوْتِ, and thereafter death has to reach him. He has only left his home. He is making hijrah to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and death comes on the way. فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, he has got the full reward of hijrat in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And there are many such examples. A man that leaves his home, he's going to Makkah Sharif to perform Hajj. He hasn't reached Makkah Sharif, and on the way he passes away. This man has got the full reward of Hajj. And not only that, every year one farishta will make Hajj for him. That will be recorded in his book of deeds. A child that started his class, or even an elderly person, he starts his class and he says that, let me memorize one line of Quran every day. He starts memorizing one line. He has barely learned one page also. And he happens to pass away. On the day of Qiyamah, he is Hafizul Quran. So similarly in this path, a man that treads this path, he continues on this path. We find that our Hazrat mentioned that inshallah before death, Allah Ta'ala will make him his wali and then he will leave this world. And if a person doesn't leave this world as a wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then a person will be raised on the day of Qiyamah and he is a friend of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Why you had taken this path? I will terminate. Last incident, we must have heard it also, Mullah Zubair Sahib also mentioned it, of Bishar Hafi Rahmatullahi. What a great sinner. And he had gone to the pub, just showed respect to the name of Allah Ta'ala, to Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made him his wali. That after he became a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he never used to wear shoes again. He says that this earth that Allah ta'ala has placed, He says, this is a carpet. Alladhi ja'ala lakum al-ardha firasha. That this earth is a carpet of Allah. How can I walk on the earth, on the carpet of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with my shoes? So it is mentioned, Allah ta'ala made intizam for him, a drunkard, perpetual drunkard. Allah ta'ala made his intizam that if birds would come, and if there would be any stones, any obstacle that would cause harm to Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi, they would remove that as well. So jis pe hota hai, Hazrat says in one poem, jis pe hota hai fazle rahmani, tar karta hai wo kare shaitani. When Allah ta'ala's fazl comes down, when this grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes down, now a person gives up all his evil, and now a person is pulled and he becomes the wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So in this part, Hazrat also mentions this. He says that many buzrugs, they say that humne is tarah tay kiya manzil hai, that this is how we have threaded this path of tasawwuf going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hum gire, we fell in this path. We got involved in guna also. Hum uthe, hum chale. We woke up again. Again we started threading this path, but we never gave up. Hum gire, we fell again. Hum uthe, hum chale. We woke up. We continued. Make tawbah to Allah ta'ala. We will fall. Make tawbah. Get up again. Continue with this path. And this is a lifelong effort right until maut. Right until maut, no person has got security that I'm going to leave this world with iman and I'm accepted in the court of Allah. So continue with this path, and inshallah, through the barakat of this path, through the du'as of our mashayikh, through the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make all of us his, and Allah ta'ala accept us all. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.